Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 134 for Friday, November 6th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was stronger on Friday, as sharp losses in the Canadian dollar and gains in Chicago soy oil provided support. Canola was up by $3 to $6, the January contract up $5 at $479.50 per ton. The Canadian dollar is down by 0.75 cents relative to its U.S. counterpart. That makes canola more attractive to export customers and also gives domestic crush margins a boost. Weekly crush data from the Canadian Oilseed Processors Association showed an improvement in the domestic crush pace that contributed to today's strength. However, volumes were on the light side, with many participants now on the sidelines after rolling their positions out of November before its expiry. A lack of significant farmer selling was somewhat supportive, but exporter pricing on the other side was also lackluster, as end users had covered some fresh business earlier this week. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans up, corn down, and wheat mixed. Soybean futures up 2 to 4 cents, the January contract up 3 at $8.67 per bushel. After dropping sharply yesterday, most of today's strength in beans was tied to chart-based short covering. Weather uncertainty in South America is still lending some support as well, although conditions have improved in some areas. However, yesterday's weak U.S. export sales and today's stronger U.S. currency limited the upside in beans. Positioning ahead of next week's USDA monthly supply-demand report also kept some caution in the futures. Corn was down 1 to 2 cents, the December contract down 2 at $3.72 per bushel. Corn hit some of its weakest levels in nearly 2 months, with poor exports, the strong U.S. dollar, and bearish technicals all weighing on prices. Ideas the USDA will raise its production estimates in next week's monthly supply-demand report put further pressure on corn. Wheat down 3 cents to up 3 cents, the December contract in Chicago down 3 at $5.23 per bushel. Today's sharp rise in the U.S. dollar index was especially burdensome for wheat, as it exaggerates how uncompetitive U.S. wheat remains in the global market. Beneficial rain in the U.S. winter wheat belt added to the soft tone ahead of the weekend, although weather concerns elsewhere in the world were supportive. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, November 6th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Franz Workington.